This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
This hour on the show, we got Jeffrey Jackson joining us doing some independent journalism that we're going to report on here. What's going on in Flint, Michigan? Are they mandating bottled water? Does that mean they don't have to clean up the water coming in through the municipally treated systems? We'll get that and more coming up. And, of course, we got an extended version of Freshman Friday because Super Don and Robert Scott Bell, that'd be me, RSB, were probably talking so much we didn't get the rapid-fire response you were looking for, Captain.
Well, that's okay. I think it's more important to fully explain things so that people, again, who are new to the show or new to kind of alternative health ideas understand how
well, I mean, I suppose we could just do yes and no answers, right?
Well, I think you know, yes, she was teasing us if I can do true and false stuff, right? But it's like, you know, if we're doing true, false, and then we got people go, but why did he say true? But why did he say false, right? So I thought maybe we should discuss it. So I'm glad we've got the approval from the captain here. Real quick, a couple of upcoming events, two or three, in fact. We're going to be adding more to the calendar, and I guess, Captain, we're going to be like updating a kind of a way that people can interact easier with upcoming events. But for now, if you go to the show notes, robertscottbell.com, unlock your power to heal with RSB at the Health Basket. That's 2 o'clock on Saturday, December 17th. The Integrative Lifestyle Forum is the biggest event, first event of the new year, January 7th, 2017, in Davenport, Iowa. That is thanks to our good friend, and you know, she used to co-host or substitute host for me, but she's too busy at this point doing her radio thing, but Joni Abbott. And, of course, Alexander Jameson is going to be up there as well with the Mandela Health Clinic that they have, Integrative Medicine, the Integrative Lifestyle Forum. And then in April, giving you a well-advanced notice for our friends on the West Coast, San Diego, California, the best answer for cancer, new frontiers of integrative oncology, targeted metabolic, energetic, and immunological therapies. That's going to be great, plus a public forum, so it's not only for doctors. And that's coming up April 27th, 28th, 29th. That's the week after the event in Toronto, Canada, Total Health. And we'll get to that some more. So anyway, now that that's out of the way, Captain, I'm turning it back over to you. Where did we leave off with Freshman Friday last hour?
Well, we were talking about potatoes sucking all of the nutrients out of the ground. And then I think you brought up such a good point, which once I understood this, it really was a game changer for how I look at consuming any type of product that goes in or on my body. But after World War II, there was a surplus of chemicals that started making it into our everyday products. Is that correct? You're talking a little bit about that?
Yeah, you pretty much had everything, as we talked about last hour when Super Don came into the equation. He said it was food. It was just called food, right? And then suddenly, after World War II, you had stores of TNT, or you know, the things that made TNT, bombs, right? Nitrogen, particularly, in abundance. Suddenly, there was no market for it. And, you know, capitalist country that we are, we're like, wow, this is a waste product now. What do we do? Hey, let's sell it to the farmers. Yeah, yeah, that's it. That's the ticket. So they added nitrogen to the soil, and suddenly, wow, it was like a nitrogen bloom. Boom, like it was an explosion of TNT. These plants grew so fast, so big, and everybody thought, oh, we've got it. We've outdone nature, right? God doesn't have anything on us humans, right? We're arrogant. And, of course, what they didn't foresee was that the imbalance in the plant would end up causing it to be a sick plant. Maybe it looked just like a regular plant, but bigger, right? But it was sick. How do we know? The pests started invading and attacking and eating it in ways that before it wasn't a typical thing. You know, occasionally you'd have the aberrant weather shift and change, but now it became something that was so bad as they monocropped this way that there was massive destruction with pests. And then, of course, the next evolution was taking those petrochemicals and converting them into toxic poisons to spray on the plants to kill the pests. But, of course, they have to do it more and differently because resistance develops just like antibiotics. So now we've got a food supply that is contaminated with all kinds of synthetic chemicals that have never before been in the environment anywhere in recorded history, entering the body of our children and ourselves. And it's taken some time to see how devastating that is. It wasn't an instant everybody got cancer, but now we're talking 1 in 2 men, 1 in 3 women, maybe 1 in 2 of everybody getting cancer in the 21st century. And it has, of course, nothing to do with toxic chemicals being sprayed on the food.
Right. It's so interesting. And I think it is a little bit intimidating sometimes to look at bottles and try and understand, you know, what's safe and what isn't. I picked up a bottle at Bath & Body Works that is stress relief eucalyptus made from essential oils. But then it also has, like, propylene glycol and diapropylene, triethylene, benzyl, glycerides. What types of things should people be aware of when it comes to, like, you know, it's the cold weather, people are putting Vaseline and lotion and stuff on their bodies because their skin's getting dry? What do people need to avoid and what is safe? That's not really a true or false.
Well, yeah, anything made by mad scientists, right? You get these people in cosmetics, and they're really good with chemicals, and they know what to do. They know how to maneuver it, add this and put that in. But if you can't pronounce it, and I'm not saying 100% of the time if you can't pronounce it, it's bad, but a lot of this stuff, really, antifreeze, propylene glycol? Really? Let's spray that on.
That's what antifreeze is?
Yeah. I mean, is that what, I know you're talking about winter. Oh yeah, I'll put this on me and I won't freeze in the winter. No, that's not how it works. You're a living organism. You don't need that synthetic chemical. So the idea is the fewer the ingredients, the better, the cleaner it will be. Obviously, if they're going to have a long shelf life, they're going to add preservatives. Preservatives are designed to kill things. Even though you say, wait a second, that doesn't make sense. It's designed to preserve things. Well, how does it preserve something? By killing something that would eat it. So the idea is, you begin to want to make things yourself, in fact, right? Or take things like coconut oil. But, of course, you asked a question that lent itself even further into the petrochemical realm with something like petrolatum, which is known as Vaseline or petroleum jelly. And I don't know, did you have a specific question about that?
Well, I just know that every parent's go-to when they see their poor little kid come home with cracked lips or they've got dry skin. So many kids have skin conditions nowadays. Is there a quick swap out for Vaseline? And is Vaseline really harmful, or will it just kind of, like, keep things covered until you can find something else or find a better solution?
Dude, she always asks a great question, Super D. What do you think my answer is going to be here?
Please restate the question.
That was always, he tunes out on Freshman Friday. You didn't know that.
Back of the class. He's back of the class.
No, restate the question. Even on Jeopardy.
He pays lip service to the things we're talking about, like coating your lips with petroleum jelly, Vaseline. So she was asking about that, and I was going to ask you if you remember me ever talking about Vaseline or petroleum.
Yeah. Well, actually, it was one of, if it's what you're referring to, it was one of the few times that I've actually kind of done a double take. Mm-hmm. On what you had to say when you were talking about how there are actually proper ways where Vaseline or petroleum jelly can be a good thing.
Exactly. And this is the thing that probably gets me in trouble with a lot of our holistic, crunchy, granola, sweet-eating muffin heads. We love you, you know. But the thing is, oil is a naturally occurring substance from the ground, right? From underground. Now, granted, if you pull it out in its raw state, that's probably not what I want you to eat raw, because there will be what we might consider contaminants, not really good for us, right? There might be heavy metals and other things. But if you take that crude kind of material and you refine it in a way, you clean out the impurities and you're left with this petrolatum or petroleum jelly, it actually has medicinal properties, and it's been used in the Middle East for thousands of years for topical purposes. Now, it's not a beauty cream, right? Because it will clog pores. But in terms of protecting the skin that has been dried out, for instance, the lips that are cracking, I would say put some silver on underneath it, then coat it lightly, and you can protect it from drying out in the low humidity, high wind scenarios. And so there is some benefit. In fact, you can infuse it properly with herbs even and apply it. You know, like you can do echinacea and calendula. If you know how to do this on low heat, you can actually blend it in with oils and make it a medicinal topical. So I am not totally against all petrochemicals. Does that make sense? Is that freaking people out?
I mean, that makes sense to me if you think of it as a protectant that is kind of going to sit on the skin versus something that's literally moisturizing. But I like that idea of being able to infuse it with some things that then could help whatever's going on underneath.
Yeah, I mean, it's think of it as a medicinal ointment that you don't have to add a lot of crap to, right, to preserve it. Because it'll stick around, and it's just petroleum jelly, basically, or petrol atom. So, again, send your hate mail to Super Don, care of he's got oil on the brain.
Hey!
No.
How did I end up being the hate mail trash can here?
Well, you're my buffer. You're my protector, my bodyguard.
All right. I can handle it.
Yeah, I know you can. I know you can, my friend. So how's that for an answer? Pretty cool, huh?
I like that. That's awesome. Good to know. Do we have time for one more?
We got about a minute and a half.
All right. Essential oils. Do they do anything besides smell good and be oily?
You know, we had that question the other day. We were talking about oil pulling, and I mentioned the use of what was the essential oil? Was it thyme? No, it wasn't thyme. It was
was, I believe, myrrh or frankincense.
No, because Supernova. It was TMB was talking about gold, frankincense, and myrrh, but there was another essential oil that came up on our radar when we went outside the box. And I think it was clove oil. It was clove oil.
In fact. Clove. That's right.
Because I was using cloves when I do the oil pulling, because it's got a lot of really powerful antimicrobial impact. And, of course, a lot of these oils have anti-inflammatory benefit. So it's more than just smelling good when you have medicinal quality essential oils. And I know there are a lot of people, and we're almost out of time this segment, that, you know, there's multi-level brands. There's direct marketed brands. We've got our friends now with The Truth About Cancer that have these oils. You can make your own if you know how. But bottom line, for the most part, these clean essential oils are powerful medicine. And they can replace so many of the things that people are using over-the-counter drugs for, in fact. So, yes, there's more to it than just smelling pretty.
Awesome. Good stuff, RSB.
All right. Well, thank you. I got an awesome from Captain Morgan. I'm feeling pretty good about myself right now. Well, I feel pretty good that Jeffrey Jackson is heading our way momentarily. We're going to do some news stories like no one else in the mainstream media could ever cover. If they did, they would hurt themselves and they'd call me for help. I give them a little bit of arnica, maybe some essential oils as well. All right, folks. Stand by. Go to robertscottbell.com. Thanks to Captain Morgan for doing it right, making it look good and sound good, too. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The news cycle doesn't stop here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, but we can't cover everything. So there we go. We have Jeffrey Jackson. Jeffrey Action Jackson is with us, intrepid, independent journalist. Good to have you back, my friend. And you're covering a story here that's it just doesn't seem to get any cleaner, if you will. The toxic lead-filled water of Flint, Michigan. What is the latest? We've got your article linked up at jeffreyjackson.com right here on the show notes as well, but. What is going on? The lead straw breaking the camel's back or the American empire's back, you say?
Yeah, I think lead is going to be, it's coming back around again. Clearly that was it's been an issue for 30, 40 years in communities that have been dealing with poverty, but it seems to not be going away. In fact, it's coming back strong. And the reason I say it, this lead straw that broke the American empire's back is I think this is a sign of the internal infrastructure in the United States and the corruption. This is a symbolic three-dimensional sign of it and a health issue. So in Flint, Michigan, in 2014, as a cost-saving benefit, they switched the water from the city of Detroit to the Flint River. Now, the Flint River is highly contaminated. Legionella's, all types of things going on there, including runoff from the auto industry. So what was happening was it was leaching the lead from the pipes, and it turns out in 2014 that the governor and the EPA were alerted about this and did nothing for 6 months until investigative journalists and a Virginia Tech scientist named Mark Edwards kind of blew the whistle. So that's where we're at with this. It's been going on for 2 years, and it's been off the radar after the initial pop in the mainstream media. But it's still going on. And what got my attention was there were some people on social media holding up signs. There were people, Flint residents, holding up signs saying, as of November 15th, 2016, we still don't have clean water. So I see this. I see lead, and then also just clean water is becoming an issue in America. So my question is, are we an empire, or are we becoming a third world nation?
Well, Jeffrey, when we watched this from the mainstream media perspective covering the story, it became a story about racism, right? The Republican governor of Michigan knew this was happening, and he didn't want to clean it up. And, of course, now we find out the EPA knew, the federal EPA, and that, of course, is Obama's EPA. So does this make Obama de facto racist as well, or do we just recognize the incompetence of government that everybody's paying everybody off, slush funds everywhere, and screw the people, whatever color they are?
I think the second part of that answer is more accurate. You've been saying this forever on your show. We can't trust the government with our health, especially with the corruption. These agencies are highly corrupt, and this is an issue that is just a symptom of that corruption. There's continued symptoms that come to the forefront. You know, when reality is ignored, you can only ignore it so long until these things come out. Yes, Obama's at fault. Now, the EPA director at the time, Susan Hetman, had to step down because she delayed, and she actually purposely pushed this to the back burner so they didn't have to deal with it because it was such a big problem. One of the other issues, too, is during that time, the residents weren't told. So this is what really activated me to write this article was the people at Flint were drinking this water, and the children were drinking this water. And if the listeners don't know, there's no pill, there's no detox to get lead out if you've been drinking it for 6 months in your body, especially children who have the developing nervous system in the brain. So this is a major issue. Michael Moore, for all his faults, Michael Moore is the director of Roger and Me. He's a documentary film director that came to the forefront once again with the Trump campaign. But Michael Moore, with all his faults, he called for a crowdfunding signature campaign to arrest the current governor and then the past governor, Rick Schneider of Michigan. They gained 622,000 signatures to arrest this guy, and he's still in office. So, but it was a valid effort. It really put the media spotlight on the whole situation.
Well, you know, Michael Moore, of course, is known for, you know, very leftist leaning politics. But we even set that aside. My criticism of him in this case, if he could raise $622,000, he'd probably have enough to send all of those kids in Flint, Michigan to doctors duly qualified to do chelation therapy to pull the lead out, because it's been known since the middle of the 20th century that it can be done. In fact, that's how they stumbled on the ability of chelation therapy to clean the arteries out, because it was an accidental discovery, because they already had identified that they could pull lead out with these synthetic amino acids. So as we call for healing, it isn't a pie-in-the-sky, airy-fairy, kumbaya kind of healing. It's a very practical healing that can be done by duly licensed medical doctors. And we'll talk about that and more with Jeffrey Jackson when we come back from this break. We're heading into the weekend, and we got some great information for you. And if you know anybody in Flint, definitely let them know what we're talking about here. This will help.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And, Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swung up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy moly.
Mom and Dad decided to get me Carnivora as a six-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, all excited.
And she credits all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Waller, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Rockin' the health world. Through the power of radio, it's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, the rise of the new media, it's in evidence. It's right here, and it's with Jeffrey Jackson as well, jeffreyjackson.com. We've got it spelled out for you in the show notes if you're not sure how to get there. And you can befriend him on the social networks and follow the good work that he is doing in addition to his articles, now a little podcast action as well. and appreciate all of your digging deep on this stuff and reporting it. Again, my angle, of course, my bias as a homeopath, as a healer, is to look at those people that may have sincerity in their hearts. Like, I don't think Michael Moore is not wanting to help people. I just don't. That's not my perspective on Michael Moore. I could disagree with him on politics. That's fine. But, you know, if we would align and say, hey, we'd love to help these folks, good. Now let's meet our minds and go, oh, you raised over $500,000? Do you really want to put somebody in jail? Maybe they deserve to be in jail, but is that where you want to spend the money? Or can we more urgently remediate these kids who have been lead poisoned with substances that even doctors, if that's what you still believe in, because Michael Moore's a very medical Michael Moore, believe in, then there you go. But no, I don't think, has anybody brought this up with him?
No, in fact, he raised 622,000 signatures. However,
oh, not dollars, darn. See, I was having a pipe dream moment at that point. It's like, dude, he got some money, come on.
And when you say pipe dream, no pun intended.
No pun intended.
So, well, here's the other issue. So they hired an emergency manager, the city of Flint, and the emergency manager, because the city was bankrupt, including Detroit, they went after the water supply. So they cut that water supply off in Detroit, and they put it in the Flint. They put it from the Flint River. Now, during those 2 years that happened, they reversed that deficit that debt they had, and they actually were in the positive. So here's my issue with that is they made money off this, and they actually pulled the city out of bankruptcy. So that money you're talking about should legally be going back to the residents. And also too, we're talking about years ahead. There's actually a lawsuit that was the residents brought forward that the fear of cancer, they were suing for the fear of cancer because of all the contaminants in the water. Now they have to live with this traumatic fear. So this is a lawsuit that's ongoing. There's actually a couple lawsuits going on right now. The one that got my attention was earlier this month, a U.S. district judge issued a preliminary injunction ordering the state of Michigan to provide bottled water door to door for Flint residents because the authorities that run the municipal water system couldn't provide safe drinking water.
Well, is that going to come from Nestle?
Exactly. Well, there's the issue. It's going to come from Nestle. Then we're talking conflicts of interest. Where is this? Yeah, exactly. Then we have the recycling issue, where the bottle's going to go. It's very clunky. It's very big government, if you will.
Sure. Well, and also, Jeffrey, what we've analyzed, and there's peer-reviewed literature to validate this, that oftentimes bottled water is as contaminated or more contaminated than the water coming through the pipes. I think in the Flint, Michigan case, we could argue that it's probably more toxic in the pipes, but the reality is the petrochemicals that leach into the bottled water versus filtration technologies that are available right now to pull the lead out at the point of use, in addition to hopefully cleaning up that whole setup that they have in the municipal at the municipal level, would be a much better spent money than having to ship in bottled water that would benefit a large multinational globalist company like Nestle that's basically, I would argue, steals water for fractions of a penny on the dollar that the people should have access to.
Correct. And they were doing that where? In Michigan, because Michigan has some of the largest freshwater bodies in the world. So there's some of the irony in that.
Yeah.
As of October 2016, they reconnected to the city of Detroit water system because the Flint issue is just unrepairable. It would have taken hundreds of millions of dollars to refit all those pipes and then add all the chemicals that are needed. So this is the issue. The state officials still haven't declared Flint water safe to drink. And the reason why is because now that if they go on record and say, yeah, safe to drink, they're going to be held responsible. So during the time, if people remember this when they're watching, there was this big PR campaign. Obama was in Flint, and he was drinking the water. It was safe. Family was drinking the water. And Governor Schneider, he put out this 30-day challenge on social media and said, I'm going to drink Flint water for 30 days. All this was smoke and mirrors because no one would put their name on the dotted line and say, yes, it's safe to drink. So they had to do this. So they had to do this PR campaign to get people comfortable with the fact that it might be. But all of that is not legally binding.
It was just for show, right? Pretend.
It was just for show.
Yeah.
And the final issue on this point I want to drive home is the residents have been complaining, and rightfully so. I don't think this issue is going to be specific to Flint. In Portland, Portland has some of the highest lead of any of the municipalities in the United States. That's a story that just broke this past couple of months.
Portland, Oregon?
Portland, Oregon, correct. Yeah, this is because they have some older pipe fittings in the city. So there's another issue popping up there. In Michigan, what they did was they, Now I can't get this exact. But the Michigan residents have been searching, and they can't find it. So they can't find the childhood leukemia rates for 2014, 2015. Now, some of the contaminants in that water were directly have been known to directly cause childhood leukemia. So it appears that they're also censoring the statistics. Now, this is something we always see from big government: is when the statistics don't match the narrative, they just censor them. So everyone listening out there, if anybody has contacts or whistleblowers or anything, this is information that needs to be out there. So please consider that.
Yeah, or take some water samples from Portland and send them into CWC Labs and the Health Ranger. He'll analyze it and publish it right away. It is a crisis. The infrastructure is crumbling. In the meantime, there are payoffs happening at every level of government, from local on up to state level, on up to the federal level, as evidenced by the EPA. And we can go back further. As you mentioned, the car companies, the manufacturing companies, poisoning the water, the Flint River, years, decades, decades ago. And, of course, that coming home to roost now in that area. And who was on board then? I think the EPA came out under Nixon and really blasted out that they're going to save the world. And, it's not to say that they've never done anything good, but in reality, when you say, oh, the EPA's got a handle on it, just like we said, and Jeffrey, you reiterate this, you cannot trust the government nor the government agencies nor the people in government, because in the end, they really have no liability. If the only thing you can do, as Michael Moore, is to get a petition going, please put this guy in jail. Put them in jail. It's like, really, that's the teeth you got? You got an ability to raise funds and do genuine charity on a local level by providing filters, by providing access to doctors who know how to do chelation, by providing homeopathic remedies, by providing selenium. These are the things that would actually make a difference in the lives of these children right now. And if you say it's untenable and it's unaffordable to fix the infrastructure of Flint, Michigan, I would point you to our empire. And this includes Barack Obama. Our troops are still out there. No one listened to Ron Paul. Said, bring the troops home. And my goodness, how much money would you have that you're not spending trillions every year on being everywhere else in the world except home?
Yeah, I think it's time to clean up our own backyard. I grew up in Metro Detroit, and I come from two generations of auto workers. And my dad used to tell me when I was younger that he worked for Chrysler. And when the plants were closing, he would follow the trucks home. He would follow the trucks out of the plant that were carrying the contaminated materials. And this was before heavy regulations. They were dumping them in gravel pits and in open fields. And that was 20, 30 years ago. Now these open fields are large, multi-million dollar residential establishments, residential homes. So this is something that these big corporations always, every time you can look at the bottom line. Bottom line will always trump, human health. So this is a new paradigm. This is what we have to look. We have to take back our own health and not worry about the government or a corporation or trust a government or a corporation to do it for us.
Right.
It's not to say that they're targeting us, but they're certainly not going to go out on a limb for us like someone in your family would or you would for yourself. And that's a great point with Mike Adams. Mike Adams has an independent lab, CWC Labs. They do heavy metal testing analysis. This lab is waiting in the wings, ready to go, and this could change an entire paradigm if everyone sent their water samples there or their soil samples for lead contamination.
Exactly. And remember, folks, if you're waiting for the government to do the right thing, you'll be long dead before you realize that, wow, they never were going to do it. They never were going to do it. And even the best of intentions get bogged down in the bureaucracy. And that's why the best government governs least and, of course, protects what? Private property. This was Ron Paul's signature message and still is to this day, that if you have an investment in your own property, and that includes your own body and everything that goes into it, what you breathe, then nobody has a right to pollute that property. But when the EPA and federal agencies and even state agencies came in and said, no, you don't get to protect your property. We're the arbiters of protecting your property. Tell me how much interest someone else has in protecting property that's not theirs, right? You're never going to have that level of self-interest. And so the remedy is not more government, not a bigger EPA. It's to restore what we call the common law. You do not have a right to take my stuff, to poison my stuff. This is kind of a concept that has been lost in the growth of government in the 20th and now 21st century.
Ron Paul was recently asked if he would be part of Trump's cabinet if Trump asked him. And Ron Paul politely declined and said his job right now is to educate the current and future generations on those points exactly that you just laid out. Ron Paul has a homeschooling curriculum, and it's his idea is to change the thought process around, change the consciousness around this idea that we need a centralized big government in every aspect of our lives, especially the health and wellness aspect of it.
Yeah, exactly. It is about taking the next generation before they become so indoctrinated to government solves all problems to recognize private property is the way that you're invested in everything, including its protection, the protection of the environment, because it benefits you, ultimately, to not be poisoned, to not poison your children. That's the greatest self-interest. But according to the way we are trained and indoctrinated and programmed today, we have no capacity to care for ourselves or one another. We need a third party called government to do that which we little children can't figure out how to do. And, of course, that's been a disaster. And if you can't see that evidence, then I guess you're on too many drugs that the federal government has approved.
You know, this goes for the media as well, because the media is an arm of government and corporate lobbying at this point. So that's why we always harp on the new media here. And this is what we're talking about. It's time for individuals to take the power back.
Exactly.
I just saw recently on Facebook, Moms Across America and Ben Honeycutt have actually went down to North Dakota, and they're reporting from North Dakota pipeline protests. So there's another dovetail to the story of Flint is we have water protectors now, and this is going to be probably a movement moving forward is protecting clean water.
Nice. And also, kids, don't eat the Cheerios. We don't have time to go into it today, but you may not want to throw it out either, because it might be hazardous waste with all the glyphosate on it, even if it claims to be non-GMO. All right, Jeffrey Jackson, keep up the good work. I know you will. You are always welcome here to put the stories out, and we'll continue to let loose on them. Thanksgiving coming up next week. Much gratitude for you, my friend.
Thank you, my friend. Great talking to you as always.
All right, back to wrap it up after this.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-933-1427. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-933-1427. 1-800-933-1427.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Scott Bell Show.
Thank you, Jeffrey Jackson, for reporting on a story, a very important story, but hopefully providing perspective like nowhere else in broadcast media right here. Also, Doc Detox, Dr. Daryl Wolf, Cap Morgan for a couple of bonus segments, if we will, on Freshman Friday. And Super D, we're back doing it up to the weekend. And I just
yes, sir.
I just want to say everybody's looking about like next week, the big sales that are going on. And I'm going to be in touch with all of our supporting sponsors. And I know for a fact that Better Way Health, their beta-glucan, is going on the end-of-the-year deal like they never do. So if you've been holding out to get the beta-1-3-D glucan that we take here, it's 800-746-7640, 800-746-7640. And that's Monday through Friday, 9 to 5 Eastern time, just so you know. Next week, big beta-1-3-D glucan sale from Better Way Health, betterwayhealth.com. So that's the first one I know about. Of course, the CBD from Plus CBD Oil, you still get 15% off with the code RSB15. And if you like your Ease Magnesium the way we do and Super D does, you'll definitely want to reach out to Activation Products, and they also have the code RSB15 for a discount as well. And with that, my friend, heading into Thanksgiving week coming up, we haven't figured out broadcast schedule yet, but you're probably going to be hanging out with your grandkids for Thanksgiving this year.
I'm not entirely sure.
No?
Haven't really cemented anything down yet.
Okay, so you might be hanging out with some Dunkin' Munchkins elsewhere? Or
maybe even head down to Louisiana. I'm not sure at this point.
Okay, back to Louisiana. You know they do food right. All the stores.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah,
no
Cajun kidding. Yeah. Thanksgiving. There's got to be extra special food there. Well, there's a story here about a grandma who, you know how grandmas are. They want everybody to come together. You know, once you got they're not your mom, now they're grandma for your kids.
That's right.
And, you know, they want to have all the family over for Thanksgiving. Well, this is a little different twist on a Thanksgiving invitation. What happened here, Super D?
Well, what happened was there was this woman in Mesa, Arizona. She was a grandma.
Mm-hmm.
and she sent a text message to tell her grandson that Thanksgiving dinner would be at her house at 3 p.m. this year.
Okay.
But it turns out that she accidentally sent the text message to the wrong number. So the person on the other end that got the text message, his name is Jamal Hinton, 17-year-old, and he was in class at his high school when his phone went ding, and he looked at it, and he got this invitation from this person for Thanksgiving dinner. So he texted it back, and he says, "Who's this?" And the lady texts back. She's like, "Well, it's your grandma." So he assumed that his grandma had a new number.
Okay.
Okay. So, but just to be sure, he said, "Can you send me a picture of yourself?" So she sends a picture of herself, and he didn't recognize who it was. So he responded back with his own picture, proving that he was not her grandson. And so, you know, you would think at this point, it'd be like, "Oh, okay, sorry, I didn't mean to bother you," or something like that. But this guy, this Jamal, he texts her back, and he says, "Well, since you texted me, would you mind if I came by and grabbed a plate at Thanksgiving dinner?" And the grandma, being a grandma, she says, "Well, of course you can. That's what grandmas do. We feed everybody."
Oh, that's cute.
So how cool is that, right? Now, the story doesn't stop there. He posted a picture of this text exchange, like a lot of people do, online. But he forgot to remove her phone number from the screenshot. So all of a sudden, here's his grandma in Mesa, Arizona. She got like 600 text messages from people online asking if they can have Thanksgiving dinner, too.
Oh, no. She's got to open up a Thanksgiving diner. I mean, how can she do that?
I know. So she had to change her number, but she stayed connected with this 17-year-old that she'd accidentally texted, and apparently he's coming over Thanksgiving.
Wow. That's really cool. Now, the real question is, because it's on CNN, is did she vote for Trump, and if so, is she racist?
And the reason why you're asking that, I guess, is that she's Caucasian, he's African-American, so...
Yeah. I mean, it's not a story CNN likes to cover because there's racial harmony in this Thanksgiving Day story. I wish that they could get over themselves and just kind of... I know this story isn't about that, but I have to put a dig in, especially when we had Jeffrey Jackson on, because the new media is where it's at. We report on these stories, and there are good news stories all around us, and I'm happy when CNN posts a good news story, but I just can't let go of the fact that they're mostly divisive at that level. And
most of the media is.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter who it is. It's the same tactics every 4 years, just depending on who's in the White House. So,
well,
left-right paradigm, here we go.
Hopefully the vitamin G, the gratitude will be flowing next week, which is flowing here all the time, will overwhelm the divisiveness at that level and bring some folks back together with their... I saw an advertisement, I know we're about to go, but for a camouflage safety pin for those that really feel like they need extra safe places they can put that up. All right, well, let's go. Turkey Day next week for those of you who are not vegetarian. Tofurkey Day for those of you who are. Appreciate y'all being here. Have a great weekend. We'll be back on Sunday with more powerful healing, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.